News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
2,500 Gardaí are going to be deployed during the Pope Francis's visit to Ireland from tomorrow and on Sunday, with over 500,000 tickets booked out for the Papal Mass at the Phoenix Park in Dublin. There's also a large security and traffic management plan that has now actually been put into place. Joining us to discuss what that involves is the Assistant Garda Commissioner, Pat Leahy. Pat, a very good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Look, first of all, it's one of the largest Garda operations that Gardaí have effectively put in place in the history of this country. Will you just outline, Pat, for us, what are the restrictions and when did they come into effect?
Well, I suppose, look, we'll start with the Saturday, Andrea, and if we can dispel some of the rumours around Saturday first. Saturday is open for business. The city is open for business on Saturday, and from the M50 in, the restrictions are really, really minor. M50 absolutely open in all directions. It's really in around that area where the Pope is going to move around the city that there are some restrictions in terms of the likes of car parks for people coming into town, and we would encourage people to come into town. It's a normal shopping day. Most of the car parks will be open unaffected all day, those particularly on the south side. On the north side, there'll be some minor restrictions, generally speaking, in the Fleet Street car park between 12 noon and 6 p.m. and in Ireland, potentially between 3 and 5 p.m. But there'll be unrestricted access to the city centre over that period. In terms of pedestrians, absolutely access all areas. We'll have crossing points across the route where the Pope is, same as we have for St. Patrick's Day. So what we'd say to people is, look, it's an opportunity to get into town. Certainly from a normal business perspective, people will not feel restricted in any way at all. In terms of public transport, there'll be enhanced public transport on all over the weekend. In terms of the Lewis will get you into town at the St. Stephen's Green on the Green Line all day. There will be some restrictions between Dominic Street and Broombridge while the event is going on.
Okay.
But after 5:30, it'll be normal service resumes again on the Green Line.
Okay, so Saturday effectively is just business as normal, aside from those areas you mentioned in and around O'Connell Street Bridge, Westmoreland Street, and that's all from probably the latter part of the afternoon,
exactly,
really, on Saturday.
Because, look, that visit from the Pope will take place in or around 4:15 p.m. As soon as the Pope passes through, and it is a short visit for him, we'll start dismantling straight away and open up the city.
Okay, but also during that period, pedestrians, anybody on just on a bicycle, they will be able to get into the city and there will be crossing points for them as well.
Absolutely no restrictions on pedestrians in around Dame Street and O'Connell Street while the Pope is moving. We'll have crossing points in place, and at every opportunity we let people across, the same as we do for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, talk to us about Sunday, because that's, I suppose, the day where most people are going to be travelling to Dublin, to the Phoenix Park for the Papal Mass, and also probably where the most restrictions are going to come into place.
Exactly. Look, and while I start with this, look, the Eastern Corridor is largely unaffected on the Sunday. That's the M1, the Port Tunnel and the East Link. The M50 itself is open all areas. There are some restrictions on Junction 6 Blanchardstown, Junction 7 Lucan and Junction 9 the Red Cow, where it'll be buses only. But on Junctions 3, 4 and 5 and then 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14, they'll be able to access the city as normal. So north and south on the M50, absolutely no problem. Generally speaking, you'll get into the outer elements of the city in as far as the canals. And I mean, most people are used to walking from the canals into town on a Sunday anyway. But look, there has to be some restrictions in at the city centre itself, because look, we're bringing 500,000 people. That's 500,000 people. Hard to imagine when you haven't seen it. But look, it is, I suppose, incumbent on us to keep them safe inside, so we have to put in some restrictions. But look, Andrea, there's going to be 7,000 volunteers working at this. There's going to be 2,500 guards, 1,600 stewards, over 1,000 medical staff, and they're there to assist people. And not only the people that are attending the papal visit, but those people that want to move around town as well. We'll help them with directions. We'll help them coming and going. We'll give them access where that's possible. And people that are living in the controlled zone, we'll be as flexible as we possibly can to get them in and out,
because
and we will get most people in and out.
That's where there's been, I suppose, a lot of concern, is for people living in the more residential parts that'll be affected. We even have a message in here from somebody wondering about, for instance, weddings and appointments. If they're living in the barrier areas, are they going to be able to get out?
Absolutely, look, and we've made that clear from the start. Weddings, funerals, christenings, any events like that, we will absolutely facilitate those. What we would say to people is, look, please make contact with us. And look, I'm just going to give out one email address. That's trafficpapalvisit@dublincity.ie. And we're manning a line there to Gardaí with Dublin City Council on 01 222 88 88.
Okay.
And we'll answer any questions there. And if you want to lodge a request, please look, make contact with that number and we'll get it directly.
Is that the advice for people to lodge requests? If
absolutely.
Look, if for instance, like funerals
needs,
and weddings and that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Absolutely.
So they need to really
needs, Andrea,
lodge
please
a request.
Come in and
about
let us
that.
Know what you need.
Okay. Is all of this necessary? Because you've mentioned the 2,500 Gardaí that are going to be deployed between Dublin and Knock, just from an operational perspective in terms of the security plan. I take from what you're saying this morning, you feel this is necessary and required.
Oh, it is. And the 2,500 guards are actually in Dublin.
That's very specific to Dublin alone.
That's very specific to Dublin alone. And look, this is probably one of the two biggest events that we've managed in a long time, Andrea. Apart from the Queen's visit, look, this is it. Numbers-wise, 500,000 people, it's the biggest one we've done in many decades now. So look, it really, people find it hard to imagine what 500,000 people looks like. But if you go up to the Phoenix Park now and you look at the build that's up there, it brings it home to you. This is an enormous event. And when you bring that many people into a small area, you know, you have to get them in safely and you have to get them out safely. And I suppose we all know from major events, it'll be a slow burn entry. People will arrive over time and we're asking them to take their time, rest up. There'll be lots of people on the street. There'll be guards, civil defence. There'll be HSE staff. There'll be stewards assisting people all along the route from the time you get off your bus to the time that you get into the Phoenix Park, up right up to where you're going to be sitting, and all the way back again. And what we're saying, Andrea, is please look at your ticket. It's colour-coded. Follow the colour-coding routing, and that means that we'll get you in safely and we'll reunite you with your transport again afterwards. But please take your time. Dress appropriately. It is going to be a long day, but treat it as a pilgrimage. It is a pilgrimage. It's not an internet fix here to see the Pope.
Okay. Just one final question, Pat, if you don't mind. With so many people travelling from, I suppose, down the country to the capital for the Papal Mass on Sunday in the Phoenix Park, there was some reports yesterday, I suppose, advice from the Gardaí for homeowners to be mindful of the fact that opportunistic criminals might be aware that so many people are travelling for this weekend.
We would always give out that advice, Andrea, and it really is just about being careful and being clever about your own property. Look, and let somebody know that you're not going to be there, and a neighbour, a friend, a family member, just to keep an eye on it.
Okay,
that's what we'll be saying.
We'll leave it there for the moment. That's Assistant Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy.